For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
Every year, the Collegiate Network hands out its Campus Outrage Awards to the most shocking examples of political correctness in colleges and universities across the United States. Here are some of the outrages that made the list this year. Yale University in New Haven, Connecticut, sponsored a travesty called Sex Week at Yale. Student activities funds were used as well as university facilities. The event was co-sponsored by a porn film company, and a porn star was featured as a keynote speaker. This event tied for first place with Gay Men of Color in Porn, which was a Chicano Studies thesis presented under the auspices of a taxpayer-funded program of the University of California at Santa Barbara. The student government at the University of California at Berkeley made an illegal expenditure of $31,000 to defeat Proposition 54, an initiative to stop the state from collecting race data on school admissions forms. Of course, the funds came out of the mandatory student activity fees, to which all students must contribute even though they don't agree with the activities. At Duke University, some enterprising student researchers discovered that there is a 17-to-1 Democratic-to-Republican ratio among the college professors. That's outrageous enough. But the outrage was compounded by the chairman of the philosophy department, who justified this lack of balance on the ground that conservatives are not smart enough to get hired at Duke. At Georgetown University, the commencement speaker, Cardinal Francis Arinze from Nigeria, discussed the Catholic Church's teaching against homosexuality. This precipitated a walkout by faculty and some students off the stage in the middle of the cardinal's speech. Georgetown's dean appeared to endorse the walkout when he subsequently sent email apologies to students for the cardinal's speech and offered counseling to gay students who might say they suffered psychological trauma from the speech.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Students, next time you're online, check out eagleforum.org and discover that there are other students like you who don't bow to the politically correct left-wing agenda on their campus. Hear about rallies, resources, and the annual Eagle Forum Collegians Summit in Washington. Log on to eagleforum.org. Then join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again, but worse this time, by creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
SaveOnCommunications.com is a proven leader in online communications since 1995. If it's the lowest bill you're looking for, not just the lowest rate, SaveOnCommunications is the answer. They help businesses and residential customers shop the absolute best values in communication products and services available on the market today. Visit them online at www.SaveOnCommunications.com and start saving up to 70% today. Or call toll-free at 1-866-815-6343.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, a man who says nothing is more difficult than trying to find something wrong with himself, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. I'd like to share an email with you to open our show today. Our country is being destroyed right before our very eyes. Without y'all, and this is to the Brownfielders here, without y'all and the Paragon, we would be dead in the water. Why everyone on radio doesn't talk about Agenda 21 behooves me. What the Sam Hill is wrong with those people? Well, he says that without y'all, meaning the Common Sense Coalition and Paragon, we would be dead in the water. Now, I'm not sure that I'm accomplishing that much, but Paragon Foundation is. And Paragon Foundation also needs help. But anyhow, G.B. Oliver III, who is the executive director of Paragon, is on the air with me today. And G.B., I get these kind of little emails all of the time, bragging on Paragon and telling what a great and wonderful organization you're with.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's tough to live up to that, but let me straighten your listeners out right on the front end of this thing. Virtually all of our inspiration comes from Derry Brownfield and the Derry Brownfield Show. And we get those same kind of emails here telling us how smart we are to associate with a fine gentleman like you.
You know, I've got people paid to do that.
Well, they're dang sure earning their money.
Yeah, I take them across the street and by mistake and I say, hey, do me a favor, send a little note out there to Paragon. And, you know, T. Martini lunch will get a lot done.
Two martini, huh?
T. Martinis.
Martini?
They'll make you under the influence of alcohol and some take a little peep, you're drunk.
See, those are the little intricate things that we've got to learn from you.
Well, I tell you, if you would just come out here and spend some more time with me, I could educate you.
Well, you know, I was just coming back from Minneapolis, Minnesota, Sunday, and you know, I started to ask that pilot if he could swing over Centertown, Missouri. But you know how funny they are since we got into all this Homeland Security business.
Uh huh.
But you know, it used to be that I could have probably asked that, and if you'd have got a guy that had a couple of martinis, he'd have been glad to oblige.
Hey, we had a couple of pilots that had a couple of martinis, and they kicked them out of the service.
Isn't that unbelievable?
It is.
Yeah.
You'd think they were just getting where they could see double, and, you know, it's a lot easier to land on two runways.
Twice as wide, isn't it?
Right. I had an old cowboy tell me that one time. He said, you know, you had a little too much to drink at a calf roping. And he said, they said, you can't ride. And he said, sure I can. He said, I can rope. He said, I see two of those calves, I can surely catch one of them. And he said his problem was he caught them both and couldn't throw them.
You know, when I was in college, I rodeoed with an old kid. I'm not going to say his name. Surely he's dead by now, but he might not be.
And, well, he oughtn't to be if he's your age.
Well, you know.
Of course, go ahead.
he was going through life whipping and spurring. The reason I thought he might be gone. But he was a saddle bronc rider, and I've seen him so incapacitated that they'd have to help him up over the gate, and they'd set him, he'd sit out on that old bronc, and they'd have to reach down, put his foot in the stirrup, you know, and while they were doing that, he was leaning over, kissing that old horse on the head and all that, you know. Well, if any of us had ever done that, he'd knocked every tooth out of her head that there was, you know. And they'd have to set him up straight, and then they'd call for the gate. He couldn't call for the gate. And when that gate came open, he'd lift on that rein and reach up there and job those spurs in the point of the shoulders, and you never saw a prettier ride in your life. The whistle would go, and he'd bounce off out there on the ground, and then somebody'd have to go get him because he couldn't find the shoes afterwards. So it doesn't hurt some
of
those.
I don't know how you associate with people like that. And then you got to meet a nice guy like me, and I've kind of straightened you out.
Really, you have.
Well, you know, we're going to lose time here. Okay. I've got a lot of things we need to talk about. And first of all, give us a Kit Laney update. What's happening there? I've heard some things that I didn't really think was good.
Well, we've had some, you know, one of the questions that was asked, or the motions that we'd filed, of course, and we talked about this a great deal, is on jurisdiction. And we know that Congress has never given any of these agencies any law enforcement authority. They simply don't have it. And Wayne Hage, of course, proved that in his case up there in Nevada. They have no law enforcement authority. They'll say that they get it through FLTMA, but FLTMA tells you to go to the local law enforcement authority if they need any law enforcement done. And so we were prepared to file that motion, but you know, one thing your listeners need to be aware of, and this is a small setback in this and just one piece of the deal, we now find out that the 11th Circuit has ruled and will be used as a precedent by these agencies that I believe it's in the Biodiversity Treaty they got law enforcement authority. And even though Congress and the Senate has never ratified that treaty in this country, the 11th Circuit ruled that because we had continued to be a member and had continued to pay our dues, then in effect we had implemented that treaty in this country.
Is that right?
I think that's fascinating, and we are putting that together as we speak, and that's something that we're going to put out. In the minute that we get all that put together and find where in the treaty they're taking that, and get a hold of, we have the ruling of the 11th Circuit now. I think that's phenomenal. That is a pretty good indication of what's going across this country. Congress has never given them law enforcement authority, but they went around through a biodiversity treaty to come up with law enforcement authority, and the 11th Circuit said, because we continue to be a member, even though Congress has not ratified a treaty, as it says it must be done in the Constitution, because we paid our dues, that in a sense we've ratified it through that means.
Well, I heard, and that is something, but I heard also that Kit Laney was going to negotiate with these people.
Well, that's something that we continue to do. They continue to come with one deal after another, and are even willing to put some of those deals in writing. The Nature Conservancy continues to come and offer.
Yeah, but if he negotiates and weasels out on this thing, it's going to defeat the whole purpose, isn't it?
Well, it depends on what kind of a deal he does. He still can go into the court of claims. That's where we were going originally. The problem is, and this is what they do across the country. We've talked about this.
Yeah, before. And we're going to have to take a break. Okay. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Returned. Visiting today with D.B. Oliver. He is with the ParagonFoundation.org. That number, by the way, if you'd like to get in touch with Paragon, because as we've stated, they need all the help they can get. The number is 1-877, now that's toll free, 847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443, and we'll give you that number several times during the program. Now, we were talking about Kit Laney, and the problem is, this is what they do across the country, was your last comment.
Yes, sir. What they do is, the minute that they can tell that you're about to take them into court of claims, and that's certainly where they don't want to be. That's a court that they don't fare well in the court of claims. Their attempt to keep you out of there and to stall this thing out is to bring some kind of a criminal charge against you. And you saw it with Kit Laney. You saw it with Wayne Hage. That's the M.O. So our goal throughout all of this was to get by the criminal aspect and get by it however we can. Now, Mr. Laney has no intention of going to jail. And, of course, that the jail time that they keep offering keeps dropping and dropping. And now if he'll plead guilty to some misdemeanor and take a slap on the hands, they'll call it off. But at any rate, what our goal is to get by the criminal aspect of this so that we can get on with where we were going all along.
To the court of claims.
To the court of claims.
Okay, now, I understand that Wayne Hage, the feds are after him again, and they're trying to get him again to what I want to say here, but they're harassing him to the point that he has the sheriff's deputies out there on his ranch, I think, 24 hours a day.
Yeah, what they're doing is they're threatening to go in there and confiscate his cattle again. What they don't understand or what they're willing to risk is the fact that that's an ex parte contact, which is absolutely illegal. And but they're willing to...
What is an ex parte contact?
Well, if you and I are in litigation against each other, you and I can't have any contact until that litigation is resolved. And they have no business whatsoever contacting Mr. Hage in any way, shape, or form. And from time to time, they've attempted that. And I talked to Wayne, and I said, Wayne, does that concern you a little bit? And he said, not at all, GB. He said, you know, we're in the court of claims, and we're figuring out the damages as we speak. And he said, I look at it like this. Every time I get a letter from them directly to me and not to my attorneys, every time they come out and meet me face-to-face, he said that's a value of somewhere between $200,000 and $500,000. He said so. We welcome them with open arms out here on the ranch.
Well, if they don't do something to create a showdown of some sort,
what they're attempting to do is and we've talked about this on your program. What they're attempting to do is get Mr. Hage to make an error that would allow them to carry him back into federal district court. You know, that's the court where they control the playing field. Court of Claims, they don't control that. And so what they're looking to do is to raise some kind of set of circumstances with Mr. Hage that will put him back in the federal district court where they have the advantages.
Yeah, last Wednesday I had Ramona, his daughter, on the air here, and she sort of explained to our listeners what's going on. Let's take another break. We'll be right back.
The Derry Brownfield Show.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
SaveOnCommunications.com is a proven leader in online communications since 1995. If it's the lowest bill you're looking for, not just the lowest rate, SaveOn Communications is the answer. They help businesses and residential customers shop the absolute best values in communication products and services available on the market today. Visit them online at www.SaveOnCommunications.com and start saving up to 70% today. Or call toll-free at 1-866-815-6343.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177 for your free brochure at 870-269-4177 or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
And we have returned. We were discussing the Wayne Hage Fed thing again with G.B. Oliver. G.B., give our listeners a little more background on the Wayne Hage deal, because he's been to the federal courts, couldn't do any good there, and then went to the Court of Claims and won his case. And now they're up to the point where the Court of Claims is supposed to tell the feds how much they're going to have to pay him for the damage they did to him. Am I right?
That's correct.
And the feds are really, they're doing everything they can to antagonize him, to get him back in the federal court again and not the Court of Claims.
Well, the judge was very specific in his final statements that Friday when that all ended. That case went on for, or this last hearing went on for 30 days, and I was fortunate enough to get to go up for part of that. But Mr. Hage was asked on the last day of testimony if he could tell his story uninterrupted, and Judge Smith said, absolutely. And as Mr. Hage went on for about an hour and 45 minutes telling about what the travesties that his family had been through and how they had come in and handcuffed them and arrested his son and handcuffed his wife and all of those things, which eventually led, by the way, to her passing, the government attorney just kept objecting, and finally the judge turned to him and he said, "Mr. Hage is telling his story, and I'm interested in hearing his story, and I want no more objections." And that stopped that right there. And when it was all said and done, the judge said, "Okay, we will start the briefing and the cross-briefing immediately. We'll come back in October, and I'll give my final ruling on the amount of damage." He told the government, he said, "I would strongly suggest that you find a way to settle this, Mr. Cage, based on," and I can't remember the case that he gave them, "but based on this case, I would strongly suggest you find a way to settle with Mr. Hage." Well, immediately they went out and looked this case up. Oddly enough, it was a case that Judge Smith had already ruled on, and I believe that it was way up in the neighborhood of $400 million that he had awarded a group from the government.
Really?
Yeah, so he was telling them point blank, "You better find a way to work this out because you're not going to like where I'm going." So they're sitting there with that information. We know that in some of the conversations between the Undersecretary of Agriculture and Kit Laney, that they now understand what that means. So they've got one chance, and that was to either go out there and settle this with Mr. Hage and work something out so that they could go back to the judge and say it's behind us, or go out and try to con him into making a mistake that would allow them to get him in federal district court.
Well, see, the thing that bothered me, and I talked to Ramona about this on the air the other day. In fact, it was just a week ago tomorrow, I believe, that she was on this show. She's on the 18th, which had been last Wednesday. And we talked about this, and I said, do you fear for his safety or anything? Because these people don't come one at a time. They come in swarms.
Yes, sir.
I'm serious. And he'd be out there on the ranch, maybe just him and his wife, or maybe him alone.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it'd be another Kit Laney thing. It's them against me.
Yep. That's exactly right. The thing, you know Wayne Hage, and I know Wayne Hage, and let me tell you something. There's no more intelligent man on the face of this earth. He wouldn't have hung with this 13 years and worked it all the way through when there wasn't an attorney in the country that understood where he was going. And he did this basically on his own. You're not going to trap Wayne Hage. You're not going to get him out there by himself. He's not going to make a mistake. Those people, you know, first of all, he's deputized there in that county. He's a deputy. Secondly, they don't go anywhere by themselves, and they never go anywhere without a camera. And so, based on those facts, they're going to be difficult to trap and get them into federal district court or to do anything else with. And they have received so much publicity, and a lot of that comes from talking about it on your show and the publicity that happened around the country. That case is under such a spotlight that the government's hamstrung as to how they would handle it. Now, they were able to catch Kit Laney out there by himself, and they waited and waited, and they got that done.
Yeah, that was Kit's fault, too.
That was Kit's fault, because even the sheriff of Captain County had been to him and said, "Kit, they're here to arrest you. Make no mistake about what their intentions are. Don't go anywhere by yourself." And, of course, he drove those horses over there, and he was coming back, and they caught him coming down that road right at dark, and they caught him. I don't think that your listeners understand. If you sat here in this office, and certainly you understand there, but you sit here in this office all day long, and you hear one phone call after another with people calling in here telling us the plight that the United States government has brought upon them, then you begin to get the picture that this government or these agencies and the players in these agencies, they have no boundaries. There's not anything they won't do to accomplish what they're sent out there to do.
What are some of the other calls that you get?
And I just got off the phone with a gentleman from down in Texas, you know, that you can tell exactly how they're setting him up, and that's in Menard County, I believe, Texas. I talked to some people yesterday out of New York State. The game is the same, and when they start telling me what's happening, and I can almost stop them right there and tell them the rest of the story, having never heard it, because we hear it so many times from so many different areas. their approach may be a little different, but after they get into that story a little bit, you know exactly where they're going. And their plight is to take that property away from you. And if you get in the way, they want to arrest you and drag you down there and make a public example out of you so that the rest of them, Hitler did the same thing. Those tactics have been going on since the beginning of time.
Hey, let's take another break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
We are in a battle. Our freedom is at stake. And more importantly, the freedom of our children, grandchildren, and future generations are at stake. Fighting the good fight seems futile at times, but there's one thing you can do to turn the tide. By supporting the Paragon Foundation, you support individuals committed to fighting the elements in our country that want to take away your private property rights and your right to work and live where you choose. The Paragon Foundation provides financial support to individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and exchange of ideas that offset the prevailing force in our society that is attempting to destroy our constitutional freedoms. The Paragon Foundation carefully scrutinizes every request for financial support to ensure that mission statement is fulfilled. All donations are tax deductible. Administrative costs are kept as low as possible so you know that your donations make a difference. So do make a difference today. Support the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 877-847-3443.
Notification of dramatic reductions on your health care expenses. Can't afford health insurance for you and your family? Don't be unprotected. Get Plan B for Health, one of the leading non-insurance health care protection and savings plans. Get important health care protection and save an average of 10 to 50% on health care expenses. For free information, call Plan B for Health, 1-800-562-2882. Family plans only $24.95 and $49.95 a month. Insurance companies get big discounts from hospitals and doctors. Now you can too. Save an average of 10 to 30% on hospitals and doctors, and an average of 10 to 50% on prescriptions, dental, vision, and more. Call 1-800-562-2882. Can't get health insurance or don't have enough health care protection? Plan B for Health has family plans for only $24.95 and $49.95 a month. No one refused with a 30-day money-back guarantee. For free information, call the affordable non-insurance solution, Plan B for Health, 1-800-562-2882. That's 1-800-562-2882.
The following is an urgent message for all inventors. Who cashed in on your last great idea? Do you have another invention? Do you need a patent? Then you need InventTech.
Everyone laughed at my pot that cooked and drained pasta. If I had the patent, I'd be rich.
Snap your fingers, turn on a light. That was my idea, but I never thought to get a patent.
Don't let this happen to you. You may have a great idea, but unless you protect it, anyone can take it and keep the profits. That's why you need to call InventTech now. We'll send you a free inventor's kit, and you'll receive our free video or DVD with your confidential submission. Call 1-800-320-6611.
Cleaning with citrus was my little secret. I never patented it. Boy, was that dumb.
Don't let someone else cash in on your great idea. Call InventTech now for a free inventor's kit. Call 1-800-320-6611. Call 1-800-320-6611.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who says, the worse your line is tangled, the better the fishing is around you, Derry Brownfield.
And we're back, visiting today with Judy Oliver. He is the executive director of Paragon Foundation. You can learn more about Paragon by logging on to paragonfoundation.org. Paragon is P-A-R-A-G-O-N.org. And their number is 1-877-847-3443. And as I've stated, they need a lot more help than what we're getting. It costs, is it fair to ask a question like this first? But I was going to ask what we're going to have invested, we, the Paragon organization, in Laney's case.
Well, that's...
I'm not putting you on the spot, say we don't talk about that.
Well, not really. I don't really know as of yet. Now, See, we've not even got where we were going, and that's into the court of claims.
Yeah.
I'm going to estimate that in order to get one of these and through one of these criminal prosecutions and get that behind you and come out on the other side, it'll cost somewhere between $230,000 and $260,000.
Okay. Now, how many other cases like this would you like to be able to take?
Oh, let me tell you, Derek. I've got them stacked up like cordwood right now. I'm not kidding you. I've got these cases with these people that have done their title work and done the things that we request they do before they come to us. We tell them how. There are two things you got to have to get in the court of claims. First of all, you got to be able to prove that you owned it, and secondly, you got to be able to prove that they're taking it. And I don't mean physically taking it away from you. I mean taking away any one of your rights. Whether they're saying you can't build a fence down through here, or you can't graze cattle here, or this is a wetland, doesn't matter. Whatever they come in there and do, endangered species or anything else, when they prohibit you from using your property any way you want to, that's a takings. And so those are the two things that are required to get in there. I've got these cases stacked up, and all that prohibits me from going forward with them and setting these precedents. And you got to understand, once Hage did a beautiful job, and he's now set a precedent. I don't know that the feds are going to appeal that, because you appeal it into the Supreme Court, then that brings it out of that district, and that makes that ruling nationwide. They're not going to want to do that. What I badly need is to put together two more of these, and then that settles the case. That's as good as taking it to the Supreme Court. And, you know, I've got some tremendous cases out there, and you and I both know one of them that badly needs to be handled. I've got another one, Ben Coven, up there right next to Mr. Hage. I've got Kit Laney. Those will settle the issue. But, you know, when you get to looking at that, Derry, you're looking at about $1.5 million conservatively in litigation cost in getting it there. But when you think about the precedent that sets across this country, when you see what it does to these federal agencies and the corner it backs them into, you understand that those are multi-billion-dollar rulings, and it's what stands between you and I and living in absolute servitude where you have no property rights. So what you look at, what you're going to win is minuscule compared to what it costs to get there.
You mentioned earlier in the show that Kit Laney has been in touch, or the Secretary of Agriculture has been in touch with Kit Laney.
Yeah, the undersecretary.
What are they trying to do there?
Well, I told you this. One of the comments he made to Mr. Laney, he said, we've got to get this thing worked out because, Mr. Laney, you're kind of giving us a black eye.
Yeah, you told us that last time you were on the air.
Locked him up in jail 28 straight days, no bond, drug him in front of us four times in shackles and handcuffs, and we're giving the government a black eye over this thing. What they can't stand is they can't stand exactly what you're doing, you and I are doing right now. They can't stand exposure to the sunlight. And boy, when you start exposing them, they start trying to work something out. And then they had the unmitigated gall to go back before the grand jury and redo those charges so that they made bridle reins and spurs a deadly weapon. And let me tell you, when that happened, even the congressional people and the senators and the congressmen stood up. We couldn't get any of them to get involved in this case in any way. But I'll tell you what, when they went in there and called bridle reins and spurs a deadly weapon, we started hearing from the Washingtonians then. They started getting interested, and they started wanting to put pressure on the federal attorneys to get this thing shut off. The Department of Agriculture would love for this thing to be gone.
Did you ever try to hit anybody with a pair of bridle reins?
Well, you know, Derry, I've been hit with bridle reins.
But it's almost impossible.
Well, not, you know, my dad would take us down the barn, and if that's what was...
Yeah, but he made you lean over a saddle rack.
Well, you know, when they're attached to a horse, it is impossible.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. When you're riding a horse, how many times have you ridden up to an old bull-headed cow or something, tried to whip her with the bridle reins? You can't do it.
No, it's been a long time since I rode a horse that was gentle enough for me to lean over and even try it.
If you would come out here, I'd fix you up with a good gentle horse, because you're getting to the age that you need one that'll stop when you say, whoa.
Well, now you sure hurt my feelings, but you're right.
Shope told me that we were at a steer roping here a year or two ago, and Shope said, you got to teach those horses woe at home. You don't wait till you get out in public.
Now, he's a fine one to talk. You know, we went up there to that steer roping, and they introduced him out there, and he came out on a little old sorrel horse and loped around there with his hat in his hand waving to the crowd, and that little horse never did try to quit bucking all the way around that ring. So he's got no business telling us what we need to do.
I think that was a borrowed horse.
Well, I know, but I think that horse wanted to pitch with him all the way around the ring and didn't borrow Schultz at all, did it?
Anyhow, you were talking about you have to know that you own the property. That's one of the things you must do, so you have to do your
title search,
mm-hmm. Which, you know, I think I have all my title search done. I have abstracts that are hundreds and hundreds of pages that go all the way back to the patents.
You have it then.
You bet. Wouldn't that be what the title search is?
That's exactly right.
Now, here's a good example. This lady is 44 years old, and she's been on the Mojave Desert since she was 8. Her parents moved out there, and the parents have both passed away. Her father, Don, purchased this piece of property in 1966. Now, the feds say that he leased the property, and she says he bought it.
Yep.
All right. They tell her that she's there illegally and it doesn't have permission, and she says, we're not seeking to incarcerate her, but it is a possibility if she doesn't leave peacefully. Now, you know, every time I've bought a piece of property, I got the abstract with it.
Uh-huh.
Now, see, they know whether he bought that property or not.
You bet.
See, title insurance isn't going to do you a bit of good in a situation like this.
Not one bit. And I know this case and know it well, and we've got people looking for that. And you would be amazed at the extent that the United States government's going to do away with that documentation.
Explain that.
Well,
they're not burning down title and abstract companies, are they?
No, not title, not that. But all of that, they have to be able to... See, they know that they came in and took that paperwork out of that house when he died. They know that.
Oh, really?
Absolutely. But as I told her, the burden of proof is on them. Let them step forward and let them show deed. And we have...
So you talked to this lady?
Oh, absolutely. Congressman Pombo is now in the middle of this, and I had a chance to visit with him a short time about this case when we were up there in Reno. You know, I had about 30 minutes to visit with him, and he's aware of it. He's got one of his people that is going over there to the Park Service, I believe is who they're going to. He's going through their records, and they are dipping and dodging and leading him down, bad roads and everything else. They don't own that property, Derry. If they owned that property, they had to produce that deed and showed where he'd given that up, and she'd be gone in a second. But they can't prove it. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to harass that woman until she finally throws up her hands and walks off. And let me tell you something. If she's got the gumption and the courage of a Wayne Hage or a Kit Laney, they won't get it done. But it takes a lot of guts and takes a lot of courage and a lot of staying power to do that.
Let me bring you up to date on what's happening right here, and I'm in my county.
Okay.
But they're coming in now with what they call a SALT program. It's a watershed program where the government is handing out grants to people to do certain things on their project, and it's a watershed that runs into what they call the Monita Creek. And they've already admitted that there is the endangered Topeka Shiner in that creek.
Uh-huh.
So what they're going to do, they're going to come along, and it's difficult to try to get the landowners to experience this, but I know exactly what's going to happen because it's happened all over the United States. They're going to tell us, well, you're going to have to fence your ravines and your waterways that run into the monitor because, hey, your cattle are destroying this Topeka Shiner. But what you were saying is, okay, let them do that, then take them to claims court, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. All you have to do is say, well, you know what, I own it. Now you're restricting how I'm using it. That's a takings by the definition of the law.
And we're out of time. Hang on.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
SaveOnCommunications.com is a proven leader in online communications since 1995. If it's the lowest bill you're looking for, not just the lowest rate, SaveOnCommunications is the answer. They help businesses and residential customers shop the absolute best values in communication products and services available on the market today. Visit them online at www.SaveOnCommunications.com and start saving up to 70% today. Or call toll-free at 1-866-815-6343.
Hey, Jack Blood here. It's been said that those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. It's hard to learn from history, though, with the propaganda, lies, and blatant omissions webbed together by the controlled mediums we count on for our information. That's why the Barnes Review is so valuable to researchers like myself. The Barnes Review carries titles such as Andrew Jackson's Prophetic Warnings, Why Civilizations Self-Destruct, or House of Rothschild, one of my all-time favorites. Why not call the Barnes Review now to receive your copy of their bi-monthly newsletter? Buy $50 worth of books and get a discount on your subscription. The Barnes Review, 877-773-9077. That's 877-773-9077. Or view them online right now at www.barnesreview.com. Or just click on our link at jackblood.com. We'll see you there.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
GB, I've been thinking during this commercial break about what you just said. Now, on this watershed project, and I doubt seriously if you have those out in the desert where you are, but they maybe come up with one. I don't know. But here it is. It's called a SALT program. Are you familiar with any of this?
Yeah. You know, I just talked to a guy yesterday in Iowa. It sounded very similar to what he was telling me.
Yeah, it's happening all over the country, literally all over the country. And these people in their little bureaucratic offices try to say, oh, well, the local people want all this. They thought this up like a baloney, you know. But anyway, let's say that they come in here and I asked this question at one of their meetings. I said, okay, if this thing's going to work, it's going to take 100% of the landowners, right? Right. Okay, I said, then what if 50% of us say, hey, we don't want any part of it? I said, won't you pass rules and regulations in that force us into this? Oh, no, a loud booming no. Well, they're going to. You know they are. They've already got the Fish and Wildlife Service involved. It's a Topeka Shiner.
You bet.
And they're going to, you're going to have to fence your riparian areas.
Uh-huh.
So the thing to, now, if a farmer or a landowner, whoever he is, takes their money for doing this, I'd say they're hooked, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. Now, let me tell you, you enter into any kind of agreement, you said the right word, takes the hook, well, then you're in. You're in. You have agreed to let them come in and manage your property. Yeah, you're done.
Okay, so the thing to do is resist.
Absolutely.
If they force you to do it, then let's go to claims court and see how many millions of dollars this property taking was really worth.
That's exactly right, and I've said this before, and it's something that people have to remember, and this is what they don't want you to know. You get into that court of claims, when the payoff day comes, it doesn't. They don't give you appraised value on that piece of property. They have to pay you something called highest and best use. And let me tell you something, highest and best use is whatever you want it to be. Whatever you could conceive to put on that piece of property. If you want to come in there and say, you know what, we were going to build a Hilton and I was going to put 18-hole golf course right out here, and we're estimating that Hilton will return about $935,000 a year. Highest and best use. If that's what could go on that piece of property, that's highest and best use. And let me tell you, once they know that you understand what the law is, they don't want any more to do with you. They'll drop it and be gone.
The sad thing is the people that are behind this have no idea. I'm talking about the official people. They're getting their orders from the top down. They don't understand a word we're saying. I asked at the first meeting, I said to the Salts Conservation man that was there, I said, well, what do you know about Agenda 21 and the Biodiversity Treaty? He'd never heard of them.
No.
But he's carrying them out right here before his very eyes and doesn't understand it.
Precisely. These guys out here in this part of the country running around with badges and guns on have absolutely no authority, no law enforcement authority, but they're told they do. They have no idea that that came out of a United Nations treaty. And so says the 11th Circuit. But, you know, they've got these people down there. But when you step up there and you start doing certain things, it's like, I'm sitting there in a bank, and I'm doing business with you, and all of a sudden you say to me, well, I'm going to sue the bank. At that point, I don't do any more business with you. I turn that over to somebody above me or the attorneys. The minute that you start doing certain things, that triggers, that takes that local guy out of the game. All of a sudden, he's been told, hey, if they do this or this, you let us handle it.
Well, we got to take a break.
Are you losing your hair? Here's Dr. Mark Goodman, board-certified dermatologist, to answer your questions about hair loss and Avacor.
I'm 30 years old, and I've been losing my hair for about 6 months. I know it's not growing back.
Okay, first you need to stop your hair from falling out, and you have to stimulate new hair growth. Avacor does both, and it makes your hair visibly thicker with the first application. It's important to start as soon as possible.
My hair is thinning, and I keep finding more and more hair on my brush. What can I do?
Many women suffer from hair loss. Avacor has a new FDA-approved formulation just for women. I recommend you start it as soon as you notice hair loss. I know you'll be very satisfied with the results.
Avacor will visibly thicken your hair with the very first application. Call 800-437-4134. That's 800-437-4134. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-437-4134. 800-437-4134.
Derry Bramfield here to tell you about the world's finest air purifier. It's called the Aeronizer. There is no other product on the market today that equals the power and performance of the Aeronizer. What the Aeronizer does is kills viruses and bacteria in the air and on surfaces in your home. It kills influenza viruses, powerful enough to kill airborne anthrax spores. Mold, mildew, and fungus problems are a thing of the past. Cooking, pet, and smoke odors are gone. It'll remove dust, pollen, dander, and other allergens from the air. It oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. There's nothing else to buy with these air purifiers. No plates to clean or filters to replace. We have units for the home, office, even for industrial and agricultural applications.
To order the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or visit the website www.aranair.us. That's aranair.us.
GB, we're in the home stretch here, and we could, I have enough questions to carry on about a half a dozen more hours of our conversation, but I want to bring you up to date here on Rabobank. It's spelled R-A-B-O-B-A-N-K. It's a Dutch banking cooperative. And you being in the banking business, let me get your opinion on this. It was announced that it will acquire Farm Credit Services of America. Now, that's the Farm Credit Services that take care of Iowa, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Wyoming. They're buying the account for like $600 million. There's It's going to buy all the shares. There's 51,000 FSCA stockholders under the agreement. We're talking now about the old farm credit system, all right?
You bet.
That four-state organization is going to sell out to this Dutch banking cooperative. Now, once that Dutch banking cooperative takes over and we get into another situation like we were in the 1980s where farmers are losing their land right and left, you know, the local bank on the corner, the one that you work out of, they try to work with people that are in finance. As long as they're honest and doing a good job, you try to work with these folks, don't you?
Absolutely.
All right. What's going to happen when this farm does no longer cash flow and you're dealing with a Dutch banking cooperative overseas?
You know exactly what's going to happen. You know exactly. They're going to come in here and they're going to foreclose those deals out. And then they're going to control that real estate that those farms are on.
It's going to be the ruination of American agriculture. Do you realize that Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota are three of the highest producing states in the nation as far as our field crops are concerned?
That's exactly right. That's no accident, Derry. You know, I have sat in these banks and I have worried for years every time FDIC came in to do an examination on that bank, because I knew how easy it would be to shut the farming and the ranching out of the bank industry. And, of course, you can take away their ability to borrow. You can take away their credit. You have taken away the lifeline to those businesses.
They've already taken away our ability to sell.
Oh, absolutely.
We don't have markets anymore.
They have cornered you. You've got, that doesn't surprise me at all about this Dutch company. You've got French companies that have come in and bought all of the water, now control all the water in South Korea. And, of course, Helen Chenoweth Hage is working on that. They're buying up water in the Northwest like nobody's business.
Do you know that Peoria, the waterworks in Peoria, Illinois, is owned by a German corporation?
That's what's going on. These companies are coming in here and buying this country up, and it's no accident. It's no accident as to what's happening here in any way. You can see where they're going. But I'm going to tell you the other side of this deal. I have never seen, as I have seen in the last year and a half, I have never seen such an awakening of these problems across this country. And let me tell you, we don't want to end this thing on a low note. Let me assure you that hundreds of thousands of Americans are waking up like nobody's business. Michael Martin Murphy called me yesterday. He's done three concerts in Montana. And he told me that the response to in those concerts, when he talked about Kit Laney and Chief Justice Moore and all those kind of things and the issues that we're in, he said the roof nearly came off of that building. And we're doing another concert down here in Red River for the northern Hispanic ranchers up there that they're trying to push off those places. We go right from there, and he and Chief Justice Moore are doing a program Thursday in South Dakota. Are you going to be able to come to South Dakota Stock Growers?
I did that last year.
Well, was there a rule you could only go every other year? But anyway, they're both going to be there on Thursday night. And, man, I'll tell you what, if there's any way you can get there.
Are you going to be there?
That gum right, I'm going to be
there. Are you going to be there?
That gum
right.
Well,
I'd love to be. Well, you and I need to visit, I'll tell you what. But you need to come out here. We're out of time. Again, give Paragon a call. Give them all the help you can. Their number is 1-877-847-3443. The hour has slipped away, GB. We've got a lot to discuss, a lot to educate our listeners with, but it's time for me to say, no, I don't even have time to say that. So I'm just going to turn the show over to our good friends Roy and Dale.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.
About the clouds and we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails. Thank you.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle